Hello and welcome to our Sunday service for the 1st of November 2020. It's All Saints Day and you are welcome to our service here online from Bedhampton Parish in Hampshire. My name is Max and I am the rector, that's the church leader for Bedhampton Parish. You are most welcome. Before we dive into our service of worship, let me share with you some of the news that's going on in Bedhampton Parish. We're continuing to pray for our children's work and family's work. Do be praying for that and praying for God to bring someone to us who might help us with our children's and family's work. And we pray for that every week. In fact, I pray for that every day, but we pray for that every week at our online prayer meeting on a Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. You'd be welcome to join us for that. Just get in touch to find out how or go to the website. But be praying for that and other things, for God's kingdom to come here in Bedhampton. Also, excitingly, it is the first weekend of the month, which means there will be a new Missy Church video up online for you to share with those families and young people out there. Do be sharing those out and about with people that you know. Obviously, next weekend is Remembrance Sunday. So we won't be meeting in our church buildings in the usual time. Instead, we'll be meeting as one church at 10:50 at St. Thomas's on Bidbury Lane. Do book in for that remembrance service if you're going to be there. And we will host as well. We will host a remembrance service with this online service next week. And also next week at 8 a.m, we're having a special one-off communion service for in memory of George Gadsby. So if you've not booked in for that and you want to come along, do let me know as soon as possible. Lots going on, and lots going to be going on as well moving forward into Christmas. I know it's a bit early to be talking about Christmas, but moving forward into Christmas, we are looking forward to the Christmas experience. The Christmas experience is going to be a journey with Joseph and Mary through the Christmas story. It's going to be based around St. Thomas's in Bidbury Lane. You want to be thinking about who you might invite along to that, who might come along and journey with Joseph and Mary through the whole Christmas story around St. Thomas's. There are going to be amazing little setups of different parts of the story where you will be able to take photos and of yourself in the story as well. And then you'll be able to listen to a part of the story and a Christmas carol as well. Christmas is not cancelled. Just to be clear about that, Christmas is most definitely on as we celebrate the birth of our Lord this year. So be thinking about who you might invite to that. Be thinking about how you might enjoy that in those groups of six. Looking forward to that. And again, if you want to be part of the team setting that up, do get in touch with me and let me know. Lots going on. Like I say, nothing is cancelled. We still worship our Lord. Our God is still the same today as he was yesterday and will be tomorrow. We know there's a lot going on in the world right now, which is sad, but we are here to remind us that there is hope, light in the world. Indeed, today is All Saints Day, the day we remember. Actually, there is light in the world. We remember the saints that have gone before us. That's you and I, would you believe? We are saints, the Bible says, that have gone before us. We remember those that we no longer see, but we remember the light that is Jesus, the hope that we have in him. So let's do that right now as we just pause for a moment before we continue into our worship. Reflect on the hope that you have in Jesus. Let's be quiet for a moment. So grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Just reflecting on that, I love the fact that we are called to love God with our hearts and our minds, with all of our physical body and our soul. You know, there isn't one part of us that isn't able to worship the God that we love. And then we're reminded that we are to love those around us, because that is worship as well. And now, did you know this? God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to save us from our mistakes, to be our advocate in heaven, to be on our side in front of the Father, and to bring us to eternal life. Let's take a moment just to cast our minds back over the last few weeks and to reflect on the areas of our lives perhaps that we are not proud of, the areas of our life that we would give over to God, knowing he's keen to forgive us when we turn away from the darkness and turn to the light and the hope that is Jesus. So let's be quiet for a moment as we do that. And we say these words of confession together, knowing that God is keen to forgive us. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. And Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, and confirm and strengthen in us all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You see, we don't walk in the darkness. We walk in the light that is hope. We walk in the hope of Jesus Christ. And we've got this lovely hymn now to remind us of that. Lord of all hopefulness.
Oh,
What a wonderful hymn. Now, we, over a period of time, have been going through the gospel, that's the biography of Jesus, attributed to Matthew. And we've been looking at what that is and breaking it apart. And we've been going through it very slowly as we take chunk after chunk and understand what is that God would have us know. And this week, as we come to the back end of the Sermon on the Mount, we're reminded by Jesus about who is wise and who is foolish. A story that you will know well when you hear it. And we're going to hear from our Bible now as Colin reads from Isaiah, and then Vanda reads from that Gospel, Matthew. And following on from this, Polly is going to reflect on that passage for us.
The reading's taken from Isaiah, chapter 33, verses 2 to 6. O Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. At the thunder of your voice, the peoples flee. When you rise up, the nations scatter. Your plunder, O nations, is harvested as by young locusts. Like a swarm of locusts, men pounce on it. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. This is the word of the Lord.
This reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, verses 24 to 29. Jesus said, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
It's lovely to be with you again this morning. And this morning our reading in Matthew brings us to an end of our series on the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7. And over the last few weeks, we've been looking at the last parts of the Sermon on the Mount. And as I told you 2 weeks ago, this is the first of the five major teaching blocks that we find in the book of Matthew. And in this sermon, Jesus outlines what life should be like in the kingdom of heaven. Now, today's passage, which starts at verse 24 of Matthew 7, starts with the word therefore. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, therefore. And if you've listened to me before, you will know if the word therefore is in the Bible, we need to look back and see what the word is therefore. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So what are those words that we need to put into practice? Well, if we look right back to the beginning of Matthew 5, we've got the Beatitudes, blessed, blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek. We then move on and we've got a passage about salt and light and how as Christians we need to flavour the world around us and we need to shine the light. We've then got the fulfilment of the law. We've then got passage about murder, about adultery, about divorce, about oaths, an eye for an eye, about love for enemies. And in these passages, Jesus is taking Old Testament verses and applying them in the light of his life. So in murder, you've heard it says, do not murder. But actually, I'm going on to say anybody who's saying raka is answerable to the Sanhedrin. Actually, you need to settle matters quickly with people. Adultery, you've heard it being said, don't get involved in adultery. But actually, I'm telling you, anybody who looks at a woman in a lustful way is guilty of adultery. An eye for an eye. Actually, no. Let's turn that on his head. If someone takes something from you and they want your tunic, give it to them. In fact, give them your cloak as well. Go above and beyond. We hear about love for enemies. We hear about giving to the needy. And actually, how much we need to know that at the moment with everything that's going on in our country. And a government who are depriving children of free school meals and holidays in a time of pandemic. But actually, we're seeing a real outpouring of people giving to the needy. Prayer. And giving us a pattern for prayer in terms of the Lord's Prayer. Fasting, actually don't do it and make people be somber and make people see that you're doing it, because actually do things in private because God can see that. Don't store up your treasures in heaven. Don't worry about tomorrow. Each day's got enough worries of its own. Don't judge others. Ask, seek and knock. We had that the other week. Then we had that, and when Fleur spoke about that, it was actually, you know, the golden rule, do to others what you'd have them do to you. And Fleur was talking about raising the bar, so going above and beyond. Then we heard 2 weeks ago about the narrow and the wide gates. You know, the gate is narrow that leads to the way of life, but there's a broad road that leads to destruction, and we have to make a choice of which way we want to follow. Then we had a tree and its fruit, true and false, which is what Max was talking about last week. And then we come to the passage on the wise and the foolish builders. Now, this passage is one that we probably know really, really well, because it's one that's done up and down the country in Sunday school. But even though this story may be very familiar to you, I do pray that today God will speak to you in a new way through this story. Now, from the outside, the two houses, the one built on the sand and the one built on the rock, look very, very similar. The only difference is the foundations that they are built on. And you know, as believers, we can be like that. Two people can look very similar, but the foundations that their lives are built on can be very, very different. And in the good times, there actually is no problem. The two houses both did their job in the good times. But when the storm came, when the difficulties came, that's when the house that was built on the sand fell down because it didn't have the firm foundations. If we as people have shallow foundations, then when times of testing come, we're not going to have the strength to withstand that testing. When we're buffeted by the wind and the rain, we're going to fall over. But if we've got strong foundations, if we are truly embedded in the rock, then when that same storm comes, we will stand firm. That made me think actually about why some people seem to go through life without having problems and others seem to have lots. And you know, sometimes it's been said of me that whatever's thrown at me, I will come up smelling of roses. Is it because I'm a particularly blessed person? No, I don't think so. But actually, I do know where my foundations are. And when things are blown to rock me, I actually know my foundations are in Jesus. And that is the difference. Because the solid rock that Jesus is talking about is his teaching. If we hear Jesus' words but don't put them into action, then it's like building a house on sand. And our other reading today came from Isaiah. Isaiah 33, verses 2 to 6. And in that it says in verse 6, he will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Our sure foundation for our times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. That is what we've got. And it also made me think of Hebrews 11, verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And also if we look at James chapter 2 verse 17, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. We can't just have faith. We can't just hear Jesus' words. We need to put them into action. Jesus tells us we need to build our house on the rock, and that is putting his words into action. And if we build our lives on Jesus' teaching, we'll be a part of the house that lasts forever, the house of God. So I want to leave you today with some questions to think about as you go about the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Firstly, what sort of house are you building today? In your life and in our church, what house are you building? Is it a house that just hears God's word and does nothing about it? Or is it a house that hears God's word and puts them into action? Are you really doing Jesus's words, or are you only reading them and hearing them and thinking, yeah, they're really good words, and doing nothing about it? I pray that here in Bedhampton, we will be a people who can put our faith into action. That we will build a house on the firm foundation of Jesus' teaching, so that when the storms come, we can stand. And you know what? That reminded me of a verse in Ephesians 16. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. I pray that when that storm comes, we will be a people who can stand. Amen.
Thank you for that, Polly. You see, Jesus is the rock. He is the rock on which we build our life. And so now we're going to worship that rock. We're going to worship our Lord Jesus with words from Wren Collective, My Lighthouse.
Wrestling in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness.
isn't it? Jesus has so many names, doesn't he? The light of the world, my lighthouse, the light of the world, the rock on which we build our life. It is wonderful to know that he came for you and I, that we might have life and life to the full. Of course, it doesn't mean that there aren't dark times as well in our life. And if you've ever lost someone to death, that maybe even prematurely, you will remember those dark times. And perhaps there are times during the year when it's harder to think about the light, the hope we have in Jesus than there is others, which is why we take time occasionally, like today on All Saints Day, to remember those who we no longer see, who we have loved and no longer see. We go in the hope that they have been handed over to Jesus, in the same hope that we live in. But let's take a moment. Maybe you have someone in your life who you just want to bring to mind on this All Saints Day, as I pray the collect for All Saints, the special prayer for today. And then after this time of quiet, Susie will continue to lead us in our prayers. So let's be quiet and bring those people to mind. Bring to mind a happy memory, perhaps, that you had with them as I pray the collect. O Almighty God, who has knit together thine elect in one communion and fellowship, in the mystical body of thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, grant us grace so to follow thy blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those unspeakable joys which thou hast prepared for them that unfeignedly love thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Sometimes it's just lovely to pray in the poetic words of old language, isn't it? Susie's going to continue leading us in our prayers. She'll probably be using more modern language than that.
Let us pray. Father God, as the world battles against the COVID-19 virus, we ask and pray for a vaccine, Lord. Father, we ask for you to be with those that are looking for a vaccine, Lord, and you help them to find one that's going to clear the world of this virus, Father. We pray for the NHS, Lord, and all of those that work in the NHS that are on the front line and behind the scenes, Father. We ask for peace and patience, and we ask for energy for them, Lord. And we pray for those on the front line as well, Lord. Those that aren't NHS but work on the front line, our teachers, our police, our security. Father, we just ask that you are with them and keep them safe, and we thank them for all the jobs that they do. Father, my mind goes to the family that tried to come to the UK, Lord, that lost their lives this week. Father, we pray for their surviving relatives, Lord. And we pray for families that are trying to do the right thing for their families, that want to keep them safe, Lord, and are doing anything and everything they can to make this happen. Lord, we ask that you are with them and you give them strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the United Kingdom. We pray for those that have already entered a second lockdown, and we pray for those that are potentially going to enter another lockdown. Father, we ask that you help us as a nation to have peace, to have honesty in what we do, to actually think about what we do and our actions and how that's going to affect others, Lord. Father, we ask for the communities that you are with them and you get in with them, Lord, and you help them to look at others and see needs of others, Lord, not just themselves. Father, we ask that you help us to identify those people that need a loving phone call or some shopping or prescriptions picked up, Lord, as we enter this possible second wave. Lord, we just ask that whatever we can do to help our neighbours, you help us do. And Father, as we prepare for Christmas, we ask that you help to give us patience and peace, and Lord, that we can look at celebrating Christmas in a special but unique way, if needed, Lord. We can still remember our families and still have time speaking to them and maybe Zooming or FaceTiming them. Lord, we just know that you are with us. And actually, Lord, you are the centre of Christmas. So, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, I pray for St. Thomas and St. Nicholas and the communities that attend those churches, Lord. Father, again, I ask that you help to give us peace and patience, that you help us to look at our vision, Lord, as a community, that we can look outwards to others and not inwards to ourselves. Lord, be with us as we try to be the best we can for you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the sick and for those that have died and their families, Lord. Father, I want to leave a brief silence so everyone listening can think of their loved ones, Lord, in these situations, and they can raise their names to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, finally, I ask that you are with us as individuals and as families. Father, I ask that you help us to be the best we can for you, that we can be the best husband, brother, wife, father, sister, daughter, sibling, neighbour, friend. I'd ask that you help us to be the best that we can do in all of these situations, Lord, with others. Father, help us to look outwards and not inwards to ourselves. Help us to look at what else is going on in the world and see where we can help and we can be a beacon of light for you. Father, I lift these prayers to you, Lord. So, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Amen.